Okay, so I know this is a terribly cliche thing to say on a blind date, but you look awfully familiar. Are you sure you're telling the truth about not being a model? Well, because that might explain where I've seen you. I mean, even if it was many years ago, buried somewhere in a J. Crew catalog or something. Really? Okay, I believe you. You must remind me of someone, that's all. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so weird about it. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. If you're not a model, then what do you do? Guess? Oh no, I am not going to fall into that trap of making any more assumptions based on your look. You're a veterinarian? Well, I mean, yeah, you would look good holding a puppy or three of them. I mean, that would be just damn charming. No? Okay, so you're a scuba diving instructor. Well, okay, that's not helping. Now I'm picturing you in a wetsuit, and all of a sudden it's getting hot in here. Woof. Okay. I can admit it, you're extremely attractive, and it's partially disabled the filter between my brain and my mouth. Obviously. Okay, if I'm making too much of an ass of myself, just say so, and I'll go. And you could tell your friend that this date was. This was a complete disaster. If you can believe it, this would still be a better first date than some I've had. Which friend is it that we have in common anyway? You never said. And I do have a couple that have been sending guys my way, but no one's ever mentioned you. Wait, what? You don't know of any of my friends? Okay, I'm going to leave now. This just went from strange to creepy. I have no idea how you got in touch with me, but I'm gonna go drop my phone in a river and get a new one. No, I'm not always this dramatic, but I. What did you just say? But how did you. Oh, shh. How did you know that? How could you possibly know that? Nobody, and I mean nobody, knows how I really got that scar. I told my parents I fell off my bike and they would have grounded me forever if they'd known I was playing in that old quarry alone. Hell, I'd still be grounded. Did I know you as a kid? Is that why you look so familiar? Yeah, but no one was with me. I didn't have a lot of friends then. We just moved to the area. I only had. And you said your name was? No. No, this isn't happening. I'm having some sort of breakdown. I can't even pretend someone's playing a joke on me, an awful, cruel joke. Because my parents knew I had an imaginary friend, but I never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never told anyone your name. I let them believe my friend was a girl, actually. They didn't like it when I made friends with boys. And I never told any of the kids at school you even existed. How is this even possible? And why on earth would you introduce yourself to me as a blind date? Because I wouldn't believe you otherwise? Well, I'm not sure I believe you now. What else can you tell me to prove it? Something no one else could know. Yeah, but that was when I was a teenager. I stopped believing in you well before that. I don't know. I was about 8 or 9 the last time you were around. Have you always been nearby and I just didn't see you anymore? Well, what I'm wondering is, why can't I see you now? I mean, are you even real? I see you and I see you doing things, drinking your coffee, but I saw you just fine back then. Shit. You spoke to the waitress. She heard you. So you're real. You're really real. having the most elaborate hallucination ever. Oh, shit. Oh, where am I going? I'm going home. I can't deal with this. I'd almost rather have you just show up in my bedroom in a puff of smoke when you found a way to become real than pretend to be somebody normal and take me on a date. I mean, this is really fucking weird. Are you magic? Are you just gonna go poof and wait for me there so I can't even get away from you? No? Well, good. Because it's really strange thinking you've just been hovering there my whole life, watching me do everything. Now that you're real, you're just going to have to obey the laws of physics like everybody else. Why are you smiling? Of all that, you latched on to the part about my bedroom? That figures. Well, come on then, you're obviously going to follow me home anyway. I mean, do you even have someplace else to go? How long ago did you change? Where have you been living? And how did you get a phone? You know what? Never mind. Just come on. Yep, still going home. And when we get there, I'm going to fuck you senseless. No reason to wait, right? You've been there all this time watching me masturbate, watching me with the partners I've had, watching me watch porn. You should know better than anyone what I need, and I expect you to give it to me. That's where this is headed, isn't it? If all you wanted was to keep being my friend, then you wouldn't have bothered with pretending to be a blind date. So why waste time? Hell. Why even bother getting home first? Come on, this way. I know a spot where we won't be seen. Yes. Oh, you do know what I need. Yeah, right here. Right up against this wall. Oh, God, you seem really strong. Now just lift me up and fuck me. Oh, just fuck me, please. Don't make me beg for it. Please, just fuck me. Oh, my God, you're huge. Of course you would be. You're my fantasy, right? Oh, God, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh. Oh, pound me into the wall. Oh, you need it. You need me wrapped around you. I need this pussy you've been aching to fill for so long. It's yours now. Oh, it's yours. I want you to take it. Oh. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Oh, God. Please, please, fill me up. Fill me up, it may be yours. 'Cause you're mine. You've always been mine. No one else's. No one's but mine. Oh, God, yes. Fuck me hard. Fuck me hard. You don't have to wait anymore. I'm right here. Oh. 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 Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good inside me. Please just keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh. Oh, please. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please, please, please. Alright, spin me around. Spin me around. Come on. Oh, come on. Fuck me from behind. Fuck me from behind. Just fuck me. Oh, God, yes. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Please. 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 Come on. Fuck that cock into me, please. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Pull my hair. Pull my hair. Treat me like the naughty little slut that I am. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes, please. Please fuck me. Please make me come. Please. Was really good, actually. I can't believe we did that, but yeah, I'm fine. Just put me down, okay? Okay. Do you have any place to go? Because you can come home with me. But. If you're planning to stay more than the night, then I hope you matched up some kind of ID when you went Pinocchio. Because you need an identity to get a job, and you need a job to help me pay the rent. Oh, you do? Well, come on then. I guess we can look tomorrow. What did you want to be when you grew up anyway? You never did tell me.